The U.S. official with what should be the best info about inflation and recession speaks to Congress for a second day. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Central Banker-in-Chief Jerome Powell is set to testify this morning before the House Financial Services Committee, a briefing Powell's required to do twice a year. It was the Senate Banking Committee yesterday, and there were vivid moments. I mean, for a Fed boss, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with some highlights.
Hey, David, there were some vivid moments. Some senators tried to get Powell to blame the other party for inflation. Others asked him what they could do to help. Powell wouldn't get into politics. He just said the Fed is doing all it can to bring down high prices, partly by raising interest rates to cool off the economy.
And I see the word recession was uttered more than once.
Yes, it was. Powell acknowledged that the Fed's rate hikes could push the economy into a recession. If the Fed raises rates too much too fast, Powell said that is not the Fed's intent, but it is a possibility.
And frankly, the events of the last few months around the world have made it more difficult for us to achieve what we want, which is 2% inflation and still a strong labor market.
And Powell said several times that some of the things causing inflation are just out of the Fed's control, like the war in Ukraine and supply chain snarls.
Yeah, it's not 2%. It's like more than 8%. And Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts was among those pushing Powell on this?
Yeah, she asked him whether raising interest rates would lower food or gas prices. Of course, Powell said no. Then Warren said if there is a recession, people would be thrown out of work and that would make things a lot worse. But Powell said we can't have a strong economy and labor market unless the Fed gets inflation under control and there may be some short-term pain.
Nancy, thank you. The stock numbers. Well, they're not down, at least for key indices. S&P futures are up 0.6%. Dow futures up 0.4%. NASDAQ futures up 0.9%. The 10-year interest rate down sharply, 3.1%. We're watching one documentary a month on Marketplace themes for Econ Extra Credit. This month's doc is called Ascension, which earned an Oscar nomination this year. It's a look at China's vast economy using a close-up lens. What does the transformation look like in a series of filmed postcards? The film opens with an open-air job market where a jobs recruiter looking like a carnival barker offers the equivalent of $3 an hour for factory work. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak streamed the film from our bureau in Shanghai. Hey, Jen.
Morning, David.
In China, as depicted in this film, there's this promise that the type of work that you're seeing, often monotonous, soul-destroying even, we might call it dehumanizing, but the film's title is Ascension. So does it actually work in China? Do you rise up?
For a lot of these families, they have. And so when they have children, if all goes according to plan, then their children go to university, get a good job, get a good pay, get a better life. Of course, recently that's somewhat been challenged because China's economy is not growing as fast. And so they can't produce enough high paying jobs to absorb the graduates. Like this year, we're looking at 10 million of them.
And it struck me watching this, we should be careful about othering China. As we view this film, I mean, you can find soul-destroying work here in the U.S. of A, depending on where you point your camera, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Chinese workers, like in America, they also believe that if they work hard, they can succeed. What I would say is maybe it's more intense here than in the U.S. for two reasons. China has 1.4 billion people. Competition is fierce. And it's also built into the pay structure when you're looking at things like manufacturing jobs. So people get a base pay and they earn more if they work more. So here people work long hours, 6-day work weeks. And the jobs are lucrative enough for the past four decades that we've seen people willing to move hundreds of miles away, leaving their spouses, young children behind to work in factories.
Yeah, in the U.S., we also fervently believe in the American dream. But you know, I have bookmarked a World Economic Forum set of charts, fairly recent, that suggests that upward mobility is getting harder in the U.S., so there's a contrast there. Now, Ascension, the film, also looks at consumption and how China's middle class are spending on all sorts of things like wave pools, some hiring, you see in the film, Downton Abbey style butler services. The way they spend is changing the Chinese economy.
Definitely. I mean, in the past, Chinese people were mainly manufacturing for people outside, say in America. But now more Chinese can afford those products, mostly in the cities. And so there's a demand for new services. So that's also creating more non-factory jobs. But I would say to your point about people feeling that the mobility is not as much or not as easy as before, there's certainly a sense of that here in China as well, mainly in the cities where the parents might have already gone to university. And now, as I mentioned before, it's harder for them to get nice, high-paying jobs. But if you're from the countryside, you're starting from a very low base. You have grandparents, parents who talk about not having enough to eat, to children now maybe having meat as a regular part of their diet. That's a huge shift.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai helping us with our Econ Extra Credit movie this month called Ascension. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, David.
What struck me about Ascension are the glimpses of the people who actually make the everyday things in our lives. The little pump for hairspray has to be made somewhere, if you think about it. Who makes the branches for fake Christmas trees? Oh, there they are. So I have a request of you, honored Marketplace listener. Email us with a time that you were annoyed or delighted to learn where a product was made. I bought a Chrysler minivan once that came with dealer plates with the stars and stripes and the words, "America got my vote." Later, I found out the engine was a Mitsubishi from Japan and the whole van had been assembled in Canada. Jot down the time you learned the origin of something that you bought. Email address here, extracredit@marketplace.org, and we'll pick some of your stories to share. extracredit@marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.